Hello, I'm Kathleen Tierney. I'm a professor in the Department of Sociology and the Institute of Behavioral Science and the director of the Natural Hazards Center at the University of Colorado Boulder.
You're right here in Boulder. You've spent the last few days, just like everybody else here, dealing with this incredible, unprecedented amount of water.
I get to look at it from the point of view of a disaster victim because my house is flooded. I've been without telephone and I don't have any hot water. So not only am I a researcher in this case, but I'm a disaster victim as well.
Now, before we go into the disaster side of it, we do have a city which has spent the last 30, maybe even 50 years doing disaster planning, doing things like building bike paths, encouraging zoning, which means that we don't have as many office buildings and homes right next to the creek. We were noticing here in the Boulder studio, which is three blocks from Boulder Creek near Arapahoe and Foothills Parkway, that there was a huge amount of water outside the banks of Boulder Creek, and most of it's going through parking lots near here. That's kind of good news, isn't it?
It's really good news, and Boulder is very, very well known, both nationally and internationally, for what it has done in terms of floodplain management. And the payoff comes in lives saved and property protected when we have an event like this, which, as you know, is an extraordinary event, a 100-year flood in some locations, a 500-year flood in others. Although we in the disaster community hate those terms because they don't communicate to people what it really means to be at risk.
Well, you know, Kathleen Tierney, it's being called a 100 or a 500-year flood, but actually the same kind of flood could happen tomorrow again. It doesn't reduce the chances that this kind of flood would happen. The last flood of this magnitude for Boulder Creek was in the 1800s, and so we're kind of overdue for another 100-year flood, actually.
Yes, that's absolutely right, and it's very important for all listeners to remember that we can have a 100-year flood or a 500-year flood tomorrow or Sunday. All that the 500-year and 100-year flood designations have to do with is probabilities, but that doesn't mean that we can't have one after the other, and many communities have.
But you know what, Kathleen Tierney, it seems like karmically, it's kind of like we've had our karmic duo of floods, but that doesn't count statistically?
No, statistically it doesn't. And the fact remains that we still have burn scars from the 4 Mile fire, and we have very hazardous situations out there where water could continue to come down. So we're still in the middle of this flood and still under very dangerous conditions.
That's a great reminder that even though we're having sunny skies more today than we have in such a long time, it doesn't tell us what's happening up in the mountains that feed the streams, and the ground is very saturated. So just because it's sunny here doesn't mean there couldn't still be a massive amount of water.
Shelley, you're absolutely right. We can have a flash flood and blue skies at the same time. So people need to be very, very cautious.
All right, now that we've looked at it from that context of just the overall look at Boulder and planning and what happens with floods, how about it? Disaster victims, you're one of them. Are you going to file for insurance? I mean, what are the first steps that you take?
Well, I think that people are realizing and have to keep in mind, as I said, that we're still in the middle of the flood disaster. It's possible that for many people, it's not over. We can still have additional impacts. People who have, like me, attempted to get water out of their houses may still have water coming in. And so I think we have to take a very vigilant attitude toward this event that is still evolving. Second, in terms of insurance, people have to be very aware that there are differences in insurance coverage if you've had water coming up through the drains in the basement of your house versus water associated with Boulder Creek or other streams or ditches versus water coming overland. There are different insurance coverages for these kinds of rising water, and the National Flood Insurance Program covers some types of flood damage, and your homeowner's policy or renter's policy will cover other types.
You know, that almost makes me think, Kathleen Tierney, that it might be good for somebody to think through how they're going to explain what's happened before they start talking with an insurance company that someone needs to have a very clear and accurate account of what's happened and have an awareness before they begin explaining what happened, what kind of insurance they're going after. Is that a fair way to put it?
That's a very fair way to put it. And if you can document with your camera phone, with a camera, just exactly what's going on with your flooding, that can really come in handy. Don't speculate about the sources of your flooding. Be very clear whether it's water rising up from a drain, water around your foundations, water coming in from overland flooding, or what it is, and document that for your insurance purposes as well as for disaster assistance purposes, because we are now under a federal disaster declaration.
Boy, that's a lot of different levels. So the start is get your iPhone, get your whatever phone you have, go and start taking pictures of where you see water damage.
Absolutely.
That's a first step. Anything else that people should do right now?
There's another thing that I want to really communicate to our listeners out there. Many of the injuries that happen in disasters happen because people are trying to take care of disaster-related problems themselves and they get injured. If you've never handled a chainsaw before in your life, this is probably not a good time to start. One of my neighbors was taken to the hospital last night from carbon monoxide poisoning because of a pump that she was using where the fumes were going into the house. Be realistic, be sensible. Contact disaster mitigation professionals. Just be really careful with what you attempt to do. We don't want any more people lost or injured than we already have.
This is not the time to become a plumber or a roofer because you've always kind of wondered what it would be like to do that.
Yes, please. This isn't the time to go up on your roof and try to see if your roof tiles are loose. I want to emphasize that a lot of injuries in disasters are in the aftermath of disasters where people try to take care of problems themselves. For heaven's sakes, don't fall off your roof, get electrocuted, or get gassed as you are trying to help yourself or your neighbors.
Kathleen Tierney, what is the name of your center again?
The Natural Hazards Center at the Institute of Behavioral Science, University of Colorado Boulder, www.colorado.edu/hazards.
All of that. You are the head of that group. You do a huge amount of research about this, and it's actually the case that people injure themselves a lot after a disaster because they're just trying to get things fixed up and they don't know what they're doing.
You can't imagine the kinds of things that people get themselves into. They don't have power, so they decide to barbecue indoors. They are using equipment that gives off carbon monoxide without venting it properly. They climb up on their roofs. They try to cut down trees. Please be careful out there.
Be careful out there. Also, this is a good time to talk with your neighbors and check in with them and see how they're doing, because even if you're not doing these things, you might have a neighbor who is.
Yes, that's a very good idea. Look for the expertise in your neighborhood. That's how we become disaster resilient.
As a group that studies natural disasters and hazards, are you going to be studying what's happened here in Boulder?
Yes, we are. And our center makes available quick response grants to qualified researchers who want to do research in the aftermath of disasters. We provide small grants through funding from the National Science Foundation, and we're expecting to see some researchers from outside the community coming in to look at various issues related to the disaster. So this is an incredibly busy time for us. But one of the most important things that we do is that we try to communicate with the public about the social and the psychological and the economic dimensions of disasters.
One thing that draws some people into this kind of research about hazards is even though there are disasters and tragedies and terrible things that happen, there's something incredible about communities in disasters, that there's something about working through the problems and checking in on people that can bring people together.
Absolutely. And we saw that in the Four Mile Fire, and we're going to see it again in this historic flood in Boulder.
Thank you again, and good luck on your own disasters at home and getting them repaired without any injuries.
Thanks very much, Shelley.